Okay, it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need if you're heading the woods to chase turkeys this weekend or heading to do some fishing like Captain Bobby. They got the gear you need. They got the advice that helps you with local. All right, yeah, local fishing, local hunting. They know what's going on. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They'll even tell you what this guy throws to catch those fish. Captain Bobby, good morning.
Man, I'm excited too. Yeah, man, I'll tell you, it's the fishing's really been good, man. I know the turkey hunters, I hope you guys have been doing a good job on the turkey, but the trout fishing's really been good, man. We you know, the water's cleared up just incredibly well. We caught fish this week, believe it or not, all the way within sight of the interstate. That's how pretty the water was. And
wow.
You know, gosh, dude, I mean, what, a month ago, that water was chocolate milk, you know? So our bay recovers well, dude. I mean, it's the fishing's really been good, and a lot of fish on all of the flat, shallow water stuff. It's classic springtime fishing where we're, you know, drifting along, letting the wind just blow the boat along, looking for slicks and signs of fish, and you know, locating those fish. Sometimes, you know, very often not in the same place they were the day before, and setting up on these spawning and pre-spawning schools of fish, and just tremendous amounts of action.
Hey, can you talk to folks? Give us the quick Wikipedia entry on drifting and finding slicks. Talk to people about that.
Yeah, if you can learn how to do it, it's a fun way to do it. But if you just look on the water, just looking for a shiny spot on the water, it's kind of like if you put a droplet of menhaden oil or something in the water, it just creates a shiny spot on the water. And one of the keys you have to understand is the fish aren't on the slick. The fish are going to be upwind or up current from where the slick is, because they're feeding their feeding activity creates the slick, and then of course when that digestive fluid reaches the surface, it starts to drift away. So you kind of have to position your boat and your cast upwind from that slick. That's one of the keys. I get clients all the time, once they see what we're doing or I explain what we're doing, they'll go like, "Oh, the slick's way over there." So that doesn't matter. I don't care where the slick is. We got to figure out where the fish are in relation to that slick, and that's the key to that whole deal.
Yeah, we're doing like a quarterback. Like a quarterback throws the ball ahead of where the receiver is, so it'll be there. You know, you got to get ahead of where the fish slick is showing.
That's exactly right. And one of the things too is you got to kind of play the wind a little bit more. You don't want to run right into where you think they might be. You got to get upwind from them. Even if it costs you a cast or two to get to them, you don't want to run that boat right in on top of them, because these fish are over very flat surfaces of shell and grass, and they have nothing to hold them in one particular spot. So if you screw it up, you got to start all over again, you know?
This is good advice and a great way to catch fish this time of year. If somebody wants to get a full in-depth breakdown, you're going to be speaking at an event here. People can show up and get some education at.
Yeah, it's the Alabama Coastal Fishermen's Association April meeting, which is tonight at Moe's downtown. They do a monthly meeting, and if you've never been to one of their meetings, it's really a treat. You don't have to be a member. I'd encourage you to join. It's the best deal in town, but you know, it's one of the things you go in there and you're, you know, if you have an interest in fishing, particularly inshore saltwater fishing, man, you can really learn a lot there. They don't charge you. Love to have you come out there, and they put on a great show. It's a great group of people, and you know, I'd encourage you to come out. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And again, you know, if you want to join, that's great, but you don't have to be a member to come to it.
Hey, also, while we're talking about fishing, let's talk about catching and somebody getting a trip booked with the A-Team. How do they do it?
The ateamfishing.com is our website, and you can just go to the Contact Us tab, and it gives you all the information you need to get in touch with us and get that trip booked.
All right. We'll let you get back after it, and we'll see you out on the water searching for slicks soon.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by the whole gang over at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go ask Chip. Say, hey, what's Bobby using to catch those fish? He'll tell you. He'll get you hooked up. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close.